Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, now, thanks for tuning in to the GSMC MMA podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. As usual, I am your host, and this crazy roller coaster that is UFC 223 is still trucking along. Here's the latest, just in case if you don't know what happened yesterday. Conor McGregor and some friends actually showed up. No one even knew he was going to be at the event. Showed up, attacked the bus that the UFC was, the fighters were on, coming back from the press event. Conor McGregor is caught on video throwing a dolly through the window of the bus. Because of him throwing a dolly through the window, it caused all kind of problems. Michael Caceres ends up getting cut on the face pretty bad. So bad that they had to pull him from the fight. A UFC official ended up getting injured. Felicia Herrigs. Her trainer was injured. Ray Borg ended up getting glass in his eye. And he can't fight. Rose Namajunas was so shook up that at one point she was planning on pulling out of her fight against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Conor McGregor and his group of friends, or do you call them thugs, jumped in the car, ran off. Later in the day, turns out the police had arrested Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor has been charged. So this is the latest news of what he's been charged with. Conor McGregor has been charged with 3 counts of misdemeanor assault and 1 count of criminal mischief. From the latest that I've seen, he is still in custody in New York. The criminal mischief one is the one that could actually, I'm not sure if that's a felony, criminal mischief or not, but that's the one that could be pretty serious, adding on the 3 counts of misdemeanor assault. So Conor McGregor is actually in custody. I don't know what this means for Conor, which we can touch on a little bit. But then late last night this morning, more news came out about UFC 223. Max Holloway has been declared medically unfit to fight. That means Max Holloway is no longer going to be fighting Khabib Nurmagomedov. That means that the main event is in serious, serious danger. It looks like they are trying to get Anthony Pettis to end up fighting Khabib. I'm not sure if they do pull that fight off, and it's Khabib versus Anthony Pettis. I don't know if that's going to be for the title or not. It's kind of a fluid situation right here. And here's the crazy thing. If they do not pull that fight off, and it's not, if Khabib and Anthony Pettis doesn't go off, that means Conor is still the champ in jail and probably facing some, either, you know, a lot of, first off, a lot of lawsuits. You can't be the guy who just won $135 million and flaunting it everywhere, and then you throw a dolly through a window, a bus window, and damage three, four, five people, and not expect to get your pantsuit off of you. And that's what's going to happen. There's already talk of people are already starting to lawyer up and get ready to start suing Connor. And you know what? It is justified. This is a situation where Connor has just... Since the Mayweather fight, I feel like Connor has kind of gone off the deep end. From his situation where fight in the bar in Ireland, where there's no footage for that, from him going to a Bellator event or an organization that he has no business and no ties to, jumping in the ring, acting crazy, and then getting mad at the referee and wanting to, you know, attack the referee, to him slapping an official, and now him showing up at an event that he was not even a part of, UFC 223, with a group of friends or and thugs, and attacking the UFC bus, which had Khabib on it, like I said, damaging Ray Borg's eye, cutting Michael Cassez, injuring a number of other people that was on the bus. This is a bad look. And as Dana White has said, this may be the worst event, the worst situation that he has ever experienced in the history of the UFC. Dana has gone, you know, he's stepped out a little bit further than I had expected him to say, as far as, you know, right now, does he really want to be in business with Conor McGregor? No. Conor McGregor has put himself in a real bad situation. This is a situation where his antics before was, you know, kind of helped him out and made him popular. But it's a thin line between being loved and being hated. And I think he's now officially crossed that line where I think he's going to be shocked that a lot of fans are going to turn on him. I was listening to a show or an interview, and one of the cops was talking about how he was, one of the cops on the scene, he was a big Conor McGregor fan until today. Conor's going to lose a lot of fans. He's going to lose a lot of sponsorships. One of the things that Conor loves, kind of like Floyd Mayweather, is the money. And these antics now has just cost him money, a lot of money. Lawsuits, sponsorships. Do not be surprised by this time next week if you don't start seeing a lot of sponsors pulling away from him. Then you have the situation of what is the UFC going to do? They pulled together from a crazy situation where Tony Ferguson could not fight and had a fluke injury where he tripped over a cable because he had sunglasses on, to bringing in Max Holloway to put up the fight for two titles. And now you do not even have that angle. And, you know, when you look at this card and you say, now Artem Lobov no longer on the card, Ray Borg no longer on the Ray Borg no longer fighting on the card, Michael Chiesa no longer fighting on the card, and now you have the main event, which was everyone excited about. Technically, that's five fights that will not take place that people were excited about. The original main event of Khabib versus Ferguson, no longer. Then the replacement, Khabib versus Max Holloway, no longer. Like I said, Artem Lobov, no longer going to be fighting because of his crazy actions of following Conor McGregor. So he was part of that group that was actually attacking the bus. And then we've already talked about Michael Chiesa, who has a major cut. Michael Chiesa wanted to fight, but the cut is just too bad, and there's no way he could pull that off. Ray Borg, I still haven't gotten an update on him, but I know that he had glass in his eye, and it could be pretty serious. Now, the question that comes up is, what happens now? When you start looking at this and you say, okay, we have a situation where the new main event is going to be most likely Anthony Pettis versus Khabib. That's not that exciting of a fight any longer. Do you switch the main event around and do you make it Rose versus Joanna Jędrzejczyk and make the undercard Khabib versus Anthony Pettis? If they don't pull off the Anthony Pettis Khabib fight, do they have to change this from a pay-per-view to a Fox card? There's a lot of things and a lot of speculation that still has to be coming in. I wanted just to give you guys a quick update on what was going on and give you my take. This is a much shorter episode than we normally have, but I wanted to get out here and get you guys the latest. Stay tuned to the JSMC MMA podcast. We'll try to keep you guys up to date with short episodes like this as we kind of lead into UFC 223, if that actually happens. But we're just trying. This is kind of like a special update. With that, thank you. And we are out.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.